right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussman. You're listening to another show of the Inspire Possibility Show, and each week I have conversations with people that are making a difference in the world. They're what I consider cutting-edge thought leaders, people who I find interesting, and I think you will. And a while ago, I got an email from a publicist that frequently contacts me about two men that are called the Ooh-La Guys, and one of them, we're lucky, is here to join us, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So
there's Troy and Dave. There's Troy and Dave. So, Dave, welcome. And I did have a question when I saw this. The expression I've heard for a long time, ooh la, is that what's going on here? Ooh,
that's
la.
Exactly where the word comes from. And it really it's when your life it's become a lifestyle now. We can definitely talk about all that, but it really comes from that, because Ula is about balancing and growing your life in these seven areas, these seven key areas of health and well-being. And when you feel that, like when the bills come in and you can pay them, when you have good relationships with your friends, when you have a job that you love, when your health feels good, your skinny jeans fit kind of thing, it's Ula La.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from, the word Ula. So when your life is balanced and growing in these seven areas, you're living that Ula life. It's called Ula, and it comes from the word Ula La.
Uh-huh. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show. Dave Braun is my guest, and he is one of the Ooh-La guys. Troy Amdell is the other person. So how did you meet up with Troy?
You know, this goes back to way back, like we're talking 1997, and I actually was working with Dr. Troy at the time. He was my boss. He's only like 4 years older than me, but he was my boss, and I was working with him, and I was in my last kind of month or so of work, and he said, hey, let's go down to Vegas and work on goal setting in seven areas. And I thought it sounds super lame, like who wants to go to Vegas and work on goals? That's like the worst idea ever. But I'm like, let's do it, you know, let's go do this. And I got to Vegas kind of thinking he was joking a little bit, but I got there and he was very serious about this weekend, this project. And we sat on the floor of the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas, 1997, with 3x5 note cards and seven stacks, and they were all labeled in these seven F's of Ula, seven areas, and it was fitness, finance, family, field, which is a career, faith, friends, and fun. And it was the first time ever. I was like 23, 24 years old, and I would set like sports goals, or I would set like grade goals, like I want to get a good grade or graduate, but I never looked at my life, like literally got outside my life and looked at my life in seven key areas. And what I realized basically in that moment is that we are all...
Yeah, I want to come back. So you were saying, I want to kind of get more chronology here. You were working for Troy in what capacity?
I was actually doing my internship, my residency with him. So I was in my last year of my doctorate, and I was doing my internship with him.
And the doctorate was in what field?
In chiropractic.
Okay. So, all right, so he was a chiropractor then?
Yeah, he was a chiropractor, and when I was ready for my residency, that last 1 year of school, it's a seven-year program, I said, I want to work with a doctor that's going to teach me chiropractic, but I also want to work with someone who's going to teach me about winning in life and business. And they told me to meet up with this guy.
I get it. And then he says, hey, come with me to Las Vegas, and you're going, what?
Exactly. You know, it was my graduation day, and he's like, you need to come with me to Vegas, and we're going to go work on our goals. And like I said, I just like, this is the craziest thing ever, but I'm in. Let's do it.
Wow. And then you guys, so then you started this partnership, this relationship. How did it evolve? You were, this is going back, you said, almost 20 years ago. How did it evolve?
Yeah,
you go to Las Vegas, start working on goals. How did it evolve?
Well, what happened was I actually went outside my life for the first time and looked at these note cards on the floor in Vegas 1997, and I looked at my life a little different than I've ever looked at it before. And I started setting goals in these seven areas, like where am I in my finances, where do I want to go in my life, and how am I going to get there? And I started taking action on that. And what we did is we would call each other every 2 weeks after that Vegas trip and make sure we're on track with our goals. So we kept each other accountable towards hitting our goals. And we did this in 1997, 1998, 1999. By 2000, I was very successful in business. I was married. I had 3-4 kids at the time. I was, you know, growing a business,
wow,
working on running Ironman, and just working on my fitness, all aspects of my life. And as time went on, Dr. Troy moved overseas, and we drifted apart from each other. And that's when I drifted away from Moolah. I quit working on my goals, thinking like this big house and all this cool stuff I had was just like something that I just got. I didn't really, you know, I just lost humility in it. And what I found,
right,
is by drifting from these principles, I soon found myself at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So then you guys reunited. What year was it that you reunited, that you kind of,
yeah,
just
so
trying
like,
to get again?
Yeah, yeah. So 1997 was the first time we met. We did
yeah.
it every year till about 2001, 2002, and then Dr.
Uh-huh.
Troy moved overseas. I drifted from this, and what happened was I same thing, built another big house, all this stuff, and in 2008, 2009, I started, the economy crash. I started losing everything.
Right.
In 2010, I found myself at the bottom, and at this same exact time, Troy had moved back from overseas. He was retired, married 20-some years, 4 kids, basically living the Ula life. He had a house in Minnesota for the summer months, a house in Phoenix in the winter, place in Thailand, place in Panama, and giving back to his church and just being super active on working on his dual life. And at the same exact time, I was living in a motel and driving my mom's like $1,500 Taurus, going through a divorce, losing everything.
Uh-huh.
And that's really where the first ULA book starts, is me reaching out to Dr. Troy and just saying, you're never going to believe where I am, but I'm literally living in a motel, going through a divorce and losing everything. And this was 2012.
Wow. So you hit bottom.
Yeah, I hit bottom coming out of 2000, like the drift. We call it the drift. It started in like 2008, 2009. By 2010, I was at the bottom. And then just
mm-hmm.
working through. And what he said to me when I reached out to him that night in this motel, I lived in this motel for 3 months. I would tuck my kids in at night. My kids didn't know I was going through a divorce. No one knew what was going on in my life except for my sister. And I would tuck the kids in, and I would kind of hang out in the house for about 20 minutes until they were sleeping, and I would sneak out and get into my mom's old car and drive off to this motel. And this one night, that I was sound asleep, it was about 2 a.m, and I heard loud noises outside my door, and I woke up, and there's cop lights reflecting off the walls, and I ran over and I pulled back the curtains, and the cops were literally beating down the door with a battering ram, the next door, my next door neighbor, and drug this guy out and hauled him away. And I'm like, okay, I need to call Troy. Like, I need to call my buddy. And, you know, what you don't want to do when you're at the bottom is call your most successful friend. But I didn't have a choice.
Right,
so
right.
I called Troy, and he's like, we got to get you back to ULA. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
I said to him at the time,
so,
I said, you know, if I
Dave,
start working on my ULA life, and it's...
Dave, so
yeah.
like, so the whole time Troy was doing ULA, right?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that... Well, you weren't like, so he says you got to get back on. Yeah, what I like to do kind of is what I you know, I'm always curious about how these things unfold. So I might ask you more questions than some of your interviews, but I find it
yeah,
kind of helpful to this whole, you know, to this whole, the way it evolves, the way it'll unfold. So Troy gets you, and were you a chiropractor while this is going on? You became
yeah, I was
a chiropractor
at the time. Yeah, yep. And he was retired, so.
Uh huh. So he says, "Okay, Dave, you got to get back on board." So what happened? So this is around 2012, just 5 years ago.
So this is right between 2010 and 2012 is when I started the transition back to getting my life back
mm-hmm,
on track.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I called him right around that 2010 time and started working on my life, and then he started coaching
mm-hmm.
me back. To get my life
mm-hmm.
back on track. And it started off that night in that motel with him saying, the next day, go drive up in the mountains. I lived in Salt Lake City at the time. He said, drive up in the mountains and sit down with a notebook and just write down these seven areas of life and write down where you are and where you want to go, and then talk to me. And that
mm-hmm.
was the next step for me, is to do that.
And what he suggested was these seven categories, the seven F's.
Yeah, look at these seven areas of your life and decide where you want to go with them.
Yeah, because some of these are very similar to what I do in coaching, these categories. I mean, almost the same. But it's – so why don't you go over – so you started writing down where you are now and what your goal was in each category, the seven F's. You want to just tell us briefly what those different categories are?
Yeah, so there's seven F's of OOLA, and it's fitness, which is just your overall health, physical and emotional health. Fitness, finance, which is you got to look at all areas of your finance, your income, debt, giving, saving, budgeting, everything about your finances. Family, which is your family life, and fitness, finance, family. Field is your career, faith, just what's your purpose in life. Friends, like who's your inner circle of friends, your 3 to 5 closest friends, good for you, bad for you, and then fun, are you having fun in life? And for me at that time, I was just, all of them were really low. They were really bad at all those areas.
Right. So on that balance wheel, at that time, you're probably all ones and twos and threes, right?
Exactly.
At that time. And now you're probably, what, eight, nines, and tens?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a, you know, we, Dr. Troy doesn't even give himself nines and tens, and he's, you know, retired and, you know, married forever and amazing family.
Right.
So, I mean, at that time, I was definitely in the two or three range, and now I would say I'm in the six and seven range and a lot of that stuff. But it was a slow but fast. You know, when you look at it, when you're talking like this is 2010, 2012, in that area when I started my transition back, it seems like it took forever when you're living in it. But when you get through it, you're like, man, that wasn't that bad. And it's just always a progression of working on making yourself better in those areas.
Isn't that the truth, huh?
Yeah.
When you're going through it, it seems like forever.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And you look back at, wow, that was amazing I did that. So goals, what I heard you say in the beginning was goals was really about, is that, would you say this whole to living a ooh-a-la life, or would you say goals is the main, is perhaps the main ingredient to have goals?
You know, there's so much to it now, but, I mean, that would be the heart of it. The heart of it is really looking at your life in these seven areas and then really taking action and saying, where do you want your life to go, and then taking action on getting that. That's the heart of OOLA. And this is, you know, so 2012, 2013, we started looking at this a little different because my life started getting better, and we said, and the most interesting thing is when Dr. Troy, that night at the motel, and the next day, he said, you know, go up in the mountain and write down what you want. Like, what's your big, big dream? But then also write down what's your next little goal, your action step. Mm-hmm. And when I got to the category of field, I still have my notebook on my desk right in front of my computer where I write every day. And on that notebook, it says, right on the notebook, it says field, and it says be a visionary leader, educator, entertainer, facilitator of OOLA around the world. That was my big dream. And this is 2012, 2013, and this is what I want to do. And I said, if this works for me, if I get my life back on track, and I, you know, my family becomes better, like all these areas become better, I want to share this with the world. That's what I want to do. And so the key is really just to understand what you want in these seven areas. Like, really call it out. Like, not shove it under the rug. Know where you are. Like, if your finances are really struggling right now, you just call it out and say, I got a lot of debt. I'm struggling with my finances. And then what do you want? You know, maybe it's financial freedom and abundance. Cool. But then what is the first action step you're going to take? And it might be to pay off a simple credit card. It might be to start to earn an extra $500 a month. Whatever it is. So that's the process I took myself on. You're right. I was like all twos and threes. And I said, okay, when I'm living my OOLA life, what's it look like? And what do I want for my career? What do I want for my family? I wrote all that out that day. And then I said, what's the next action step I can take in this process? And for me, I couldn't go from that car, that motel, my mom's car and motel, I couldn't go to teaching OOLA on stages and writing books and publishing deals, all that stuff. But what I had to do was go get a job. And I had to first get a job and start working again so I could make money so I could start taking care of my family and being a provider again. So I lost everything. I had this huge business, gym, car, I lost everything. So I sat there and I had nothing left. So I had to go get a job and start working again. And that's the heart of OOLA. And then when you get into the OOLA book, what we go through is you get these seven areas of life you want to balance and grow, and then you're going to run into OOLA blockers, which is like fear, guilt, self-sabotage, anger, and you're going to run through these blockers when you try to go after your life. But there's also these accelerators like love, gratitude, passion, and wisdom. And that's really the heart of the first OOLA book that we wrote.
Right. I like the way you broke it down. I think it's kind of – it's simple. And But it is. I mean, it is. I mean, I'm reading right now. Your publicist sent me the Ula book for women, and which I just started reading. It's very short, and I like
the way that it looks.
What was the? So you have this book, Ula for Women. What were the other books?
You know, we go through the. You know, you like the timeline of things. So 2012. My life started, like I said, my life started getting better. I met with Dr. Troy at his lake house in Minnesota, and he said to me, he said, you know, your goal, one of your main dreams was to share Ula. How do you want to do that? And I had no idea, like, how we were going to do that, like, zero.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, let's just start outlining the process, and that's exactly when we outlined the process of there's these seven areas that we work on. There's these things that get in the way, like fear, guilt, self-sabotage, anger. But there's also these things that we've always used to tap into, like passion and gratitude and love and humility and wisdom. And we started outlining it. He goes, I'm going to help you outline it, and we'll see what happens, you know. And really what happened was 3 days later, the book was done. So we had the first book,
wow.
Ula Fine Balance, Unbalanced World, a couple hundred-page book, hardcover, and we thought we were going to sell 50 copies. It was never, ever, ever going to be a thing that, you know, my job is to share it with the world. That's it. I'm never going to get asked to speak. I'm never going to get – we're not going to sell more than 50 copies to family and friends. And the book basically took off. And,
wow.
You know, I mean, we sold a lot of books. And it was about 2 months after we put the book online that someone bought it that we didn't know. And then the next month, 10 people bought it that we didn't know. And the next month, it was 100. Then it was thousands. And then it was 10,000. And so it just happened. And it was Ula Fine Balance, Unbalanced World. And it's basically our stories. That's the first book that came out. And then from that book, you know, we started, let's start a Facebook page. And this is, you know, we're talking like 2014, let's start a Facebook page, and now we have, you know, 360,000 people on Facebook, over 1 million people on our social media, all because of they just like the simplicity of Ula and then the message. And from there, that people said we want live events, so we start having these two-day Ula Palooza events that were amazing. And that led to, we talked about these Ula Palooza events people have to fly into, and we want to go meet people where they are. I mean, not everybody can get on a plane and fly to Vegas for Ula Palooza.
Right.
We want to go meet people where they are. And Dr. Troy had this idea of let's get a 1970s VW bus and travel across the country and collect dreams. So that's a tour we're on right now, and it just so happens that we're launching the Ula for Women's book right now too, and that's because people on social media, about 90% of our followers on social media are women, and they wanted a book on women. And honestly, frightened us to write it. We're like, what do two dudes know about women? And
right.
But we really sat and worked on it, talked to a lot of women, and talked to the publishers of Chicken Soup for the Soul, who took on a 3-book deal with us. And we launched Ula for Women the other day. We actually have a Barnes & Noble book signing in a couple hours. So,
well, where's that going to be?
So the book signing tonight is in Cool Springs, right outside Nashville. So we're in Tennessee right now with the Ula bus. We've been here for a couple days, and rolling into Atlanta tomorrow, and then down to Birmingham, New Orleans, and off into Texas. But we have our book signing tonight in Cool Springs, right outside Nashville. Really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a good mechanic for the van, huh? 1970
we're on
van.
Our third engine. We're on our third. No air conditioning, no heat, 55 miles an hour, and it's much as you'd want to complain about, it's the most amazing experience of my life. And just we have the radio cranked and the windows open, and we just roll down the road. And everywhere we stop, people come up and say, "What is this bus all about?" And it's amazing how it inspires people to say, "We are collecting dreams across America in these seven areas. What is your dream?" And honestly, no one knows. It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen, but it's also one of the most inspiring things I've ever seen, because when people take a marker and grab a sticker and start thinking what they want for their life. They need to pay off debt or work on a marriage or overcome child abuse or get through an addiction or whatever it is, and they write that down with tears in their eyes and they stick it on the side of the bus.
Right.
It just makes what we do so much more special, because it's just, we're just honored that we get to do this.
Wow. I think it's great that you have this opportunity. What I'm also getting, Dave, is that, you know, with the work you're doing is the importance of, again, we said goals is kind of the cornerstone, but I think also you're really talking about the value of a mentor in terms of Troy was a mentor for you, to somebody that's there for you, that knows how to motivate you, who gets you. I think that's really what I'm hearing in our conversation is that that's what you're really enforcing, how there's somebody in your life that is special, that just comes along at the right time, is there for you, and helps you become the person that perhaps you never even knew you could become.
It is such a key component of this, and we talk so much about it. Like I talked about that two-day Ulapalooza event. We talk about it in the new Ula Women's book more, but tapping into the power of a mentor, and it can go both ways. So if you surround yourself with people that do bad things or do stuff that you don't want to do, it just all of a sudden seems normal, and you start going down that
right.
road with your life versus the direction you want. So I'd be super careful in who you pick as a mentor. I'd be super careful who you surround yourself with. I would surround myself
Absolutely.
With amazing friends, and I've been so blessed with that, like with Troy as being my mentor and being able to keep me on the straight and narrow with what I want for my life, with everything, like my finances and my family, what kind of dad I want to be, what I want to do for business, you know, what I want to do for fun. And you are who you surround yourself with, but mentoring is such a key component in getting through life, for one, but if you're really working towards your rule of life, it's just such a key component to do that.
So what would you say that right now for Dave is your biggest challenge?
Man, that's a great question. You know, honestly, it's a great question, and it's super simple to ask. I have 5 children, and I mean, they're older. I'm 44. My oldest daughter's 23, and my youngest son is 15. I have 5 kids. So my biggest challenge by far is that I'm out sharing Ula, and I'm also having to keep my own life in Ula. So, you know, my life, you have to throw yourself out of Ula for a little while sometimes for an opportunity or a crisis. We talk about this in the book, in the new Ula for Women's book called Seasons. And what seasons are is your life goes through seasons. You're balancing and growing your life in these 7 areas, and life is moving along perfectly how you want it to. But then in life, I mean, it's never going to be smooth forever. You're going to have ups and downs. But in
right.
life, you go through these things called seasons. And seasons can be a season of opportunity, which is right now we're in an opportunity to share Ula with millions of people. And then it could also be a season of crisis. You could end up with a bad diagnosis, or you could have someone get sick in your family, or you could lose a job, or you could get in a crisis. And a season is a period of time where you have to work hard, and your life will get out of balance naturally. But you can't let all areas of your life crash. So I can't go, I'm all in on Ula, and then I start to lose relationships with my children, or I start to lose my health because I'm on the road and it's hard to eat and work out.
Right.
And it's really just saying, like, I'm going to be on the road for that. Right now we're on an 8-week stretch, and we fly home every 5 or 6 days, so it's not like we're gone, you know, forever. But
right.
that's my biggest challenge by far, is really balancing all that. I have an amazing relationship with my kids, and I love hiking and grabbing coffees with them, and all, like, almost every day, you know, I'm always hanging out with them. So the road gets challenging. So that for sure is my biggest challenge. Is I love sharing Ula, but it takes me away from my family, which I love dearly.
Right. And I like, Dave, what you just said about the seasons, about how sometimes when we're having, let's say, a difficult season, sometimes it's a tendency for people to just, when they're having a hard time, it affects everything. And rather than just realizing, you know what, this is just one area of my life, it doesn't have to affect everything. I think that's a huge challenge for a lot of people. Is they might, let's just say, they lose their job, or they have a relationship crisis, they feel terrible, but to also realize, you know what, I still have a life. I have to take care of my health, to exercise, to eat well. I have to smile, have to laugh, and I this is part of the balancing that you talk a lot about. What I'm hearing really is living an Ula life is really about living a balanced life in all these different categories, so that no matter what happens, we can stay centered.
Yeah, and I think staying centered sometimes is, like I said, getting out of balance. And when we talk about these seasons, we talk about a little more in depth in the Ula for Women's book. And the cool thing is a lot of men are reading the Ula for Women's book and loving it too, because the stories are women. It's 42 women, just ordinary women that have done extraordinary things in all these 7 categories of the 7 F's of Ula, the 7 blockers, the 7 accelerators. So 2 stories each. So a woman that's overcome, playing kind of a little bit more of a role of a guru, and a woman who's just going through it right now and playing the role of a seeker. We call him a seeker and a guru. I'm the Ula seeker in the story in our first book, Troy's Ula Guru.
Uh-huh.
But the key is to remember is when your life's a little out of balance, like you're always working for that center, like you said. But there is times when your life's going to be out of balance, and what you can't do is you can't say, okay, I lost my job, so now I'm going to just, like, everything in my life's going to fall apart. But what you might say is, you know what, I'm going to have to hustle like crazy to build a business or to find a new job, but I'm not going to lose touch with my kids or lose touch with my wife, or I'm not going to lose touch with my health.
Right.
But instead of working out 6 days a week, you might be working out four. And instead of like going on, you know, three date nights a week with your spouse, you might be going on one. Because you're, and but the reality is a season can't last more than 2 years either, or it becomes a lifestyle. So if you get a
you know,
bad diagnosis and you're working through treatment, you might be severely out of balance. But you got to keep your eye on all seven areas and keep them going in the right direction. But
right.
once you get past 2 to 3 years, it becomes a lifestyle. I mean, if this is a long-term illness or you have a job opportunity come up and all of a sudden it takes you 10 years to build this business, you're going to have some really significant side effects from that if you're focused all on work for 10 years. But you can get through stuff for 2 to 3 years if you communicate properly and just make sure every other area of your life is just getting attention.
Have you found, what I'm curious about, I have a personal practice that I'm just wondering that helps me stay in balance and get through these difficult times. Do you have do you, Troy, have like a personal spiritual practice that helps you kind of stay in balance?
Yeah, I mean, so both. So if you look at the ULA, there's 7 F's of ULA, fitness, finance, family, field, faith.
Uh-huh.
So faith is a component to that. So when I look at like faith, that's my faith. So I'm working very much on my spirituality, my faith. So I have a practice in that as a higher purpose for my life and what I do. And when we talk about faith in ULA, in both books we say, you know, your faith is your faith. We're not here to tell anybody what to do in any seven categories or blockers or accelerators, but we're very, very clear that we're not trying to tell you what to do in your faith. Your faith is your faith, but it's important to have a spiritual practice or a higher purpose for your life or have a strong faith for your life. But then when you talk about like rituals or ongoing like habits, it's the ULA practice,
right,
and what that is for us at the end of the book. So 7 F's, 7 blockers, 7 accelerators, and then the end, the last 3 chapters are the 3 simple steps. And it's where you are, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. And write down your goals, and then the third step is how are you going to get there. This is a very, very clear habit that has helped thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, and it helps me every day to stay focused on my life, is a 3x5 note card. Every night before I go to bed, I get in a state of gratitude prayer. I look at my goals, my big goals that I wrote down in step two, what I want for my life in all 7 areas. And then I take a note card and I write all the junk that I have to do the next day. Pick up the dry cleaning, you know, grab kids, go to the grocery store, whatever. And then on the other side of that note card, it's split in half. On the other side, I write down 3 things every day that are going to move my life more towards my goals. So I look at my goals and I say, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow to move my life forward? And if you just and I at the end of every day, I tear up those note cards and I put them in a vase. I have this big vase by my bed. I tear up the note card. I accomplish my day, and I keep my day on track. And if you do 3 things towards your goal every day, in a year, you've done over 1,000 action steps towards your goals. It's just, it's a huge part of finding success in your life. Again, it was a huge part in getting my life off the bottom, is because I didn't waste 1 day where I wasn't working towards my ULA life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to. I know you have a book signing very soon, so I'm mindful of that. I want to thank you for being the guest on the Inspire Possibility Show and sharing your story with the listeners and providing inspiration. So, how do they get their book? Your book? Where do they get them?
It's launched everywhere at every Barnes and Noble across the country. So it's in the Barnes and Noble. You can obviously get it on Amazon. You get at most bookstores where your favorite books are sold, Books A Million, Indigo Books up in Canada. But the book is everywhere. So ULA for Women, you should be able to walk right into a Barnes & Noble and grab it off a shelf. If you're going to an independent bookstore, little bookstores, they'll have it there too. Most of them will. So, yeah, we're the distribution, like I said, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Publishers picked up this book, and they have just amazing distribution to get it everywhere. So you can get the book everywhere. And yeah, everywhere great books are sold, you can definitely find this book.
All right. Well, thanks again, Dave, for sharing your ULA wisdom and journey. And again, what I like about is the way you put hashtag. So for everybody, if you just go to hashtag ULA, you will find all the other people, the community of people that talk about the ULA movement. So I'm going to definitely
O-L-A
post it.
Go to ULALife.com and submit your dream for the side of our bus. which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. We're on a mission to collect a million dreams, and I know not everybody can find the bus, but go to lulife.com and submit your dream. We'll have someone handwrite it for you.
Yeah, and I want to post something for being on my show on your Facebook page. What is your Facebook page?
It's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is Ula Life, OOLALIFE. So facebook.com/ULALIFE.
And is that hashtag Ula Life?
Nope, just slash. Just search Ula Life on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dave, for being the guest, and remind our listeners every week we have interesting conversations with various cutting-edge thought leaders. And next week we're going to have somebody that is equally as interesting and exciting and visionary. So thanks again for the ULA guys, and thank you, Dave Braun.
Until the meantime,
journey on.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.